I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. We've got more now on the massive Black Forest fire near Colorado Springs. Incident Commander Rich Harvey delivered this update at Pikes Peak Community College earlier today.
We feel last night we had a good operation. We didn't lose any real ground. We didn't lose any structures. We're pretty optimistic about the day, but we're also very cognizant of the weather forecast, very cognizant of what can happen to us, so we're being cautious.
Now, part of that caution includes evacuation orders, which remain in place. More than 40,000 people have left their homes. The Black Rock Fire has scorched more than 15,000 acres, making it the most destructive fire in Colorado history, and at least two people have died. Colorado Public Radio reporter Ben Marcus was at that update. And Ben, what else did Rich Harvey tell you?
Well, they made a lot of progress last night, you know, digging lines, a perimeter around the fire to get containment. But they don't want to move that 5% containment number yet because so much work was done at night. They want to see the work they've done in the light of day and the heat of day to see if those lines hold up. And he's optimistic if they do, they're going to have a bigger containment number later in the afternoon.
Now, Rich Harvey, the incident commander, mentioned that they're looking at the weather forecast. We know there's been some welcome cloud cover, but what are the concerns about the weather tomorrow and over the weekend or the rest of the weekend?
It's wind. Wind is the biggest problem because that makes fighting the fire very hard on the firefighters because if the wind is changing, it goes north, east, west, south, it can be dangerous for the firefighters. It can be dangerous for the people who are trying to assess damage, too. There's a lot of anxious homeowners that want to know if their home has burned to the ground or not. So it's that wind that they're really going to keep their eye on. But it's cloudy. It's staying cool right now. Hopefully it stays that way.
Now, Colorado Springs, which is very near where this fire is burning, it's a major city in the state of Colorado, also a significant military community. Fort Carson is there, the Air Force Academy, and other bases. And the local paper there, the Gazette, is reminding us that the military community has been helping fight this fire. So how have they been doing that in what has to be a huge operation?
The Lieutenant Colonel of the National Guard, he says this is the Battle of Black Forest, this fire. And from where I'm standing at the command center, I count three helicopters in the air, all providing air support. There were fixed-wing aircraft yesterday flying over, dropping fire retardant and water. This is the closest you can get to a war zone in America here, and that's what the incident commanders are saying. We've been planning for this since Waldo Canyon was a huge blaze that hit Colorado Springs a year ago, and so they've been meeting military, civilian firefighters, national firefighters. They've been meeting for 3 weeks before this, so they were as ready as you could possibly be for this. 700 firefighters are on the ground right now. That's huge.
Yeah, the manpower and machine power that it must require to fight such a huge blaze almost defies the imagination. But Ben, on the flip side of things, you know, as we said earlier, 40,000 people have left their homes in order to stay safe, and we've been seeing concerns about possible looting in the area. So what's the mood like, and have we been able to confirm that there's been any looting?
Yeah, those concerns of looting are really founded from last year during Waldo Canyon when they had to prosecute several people who went in and looted homes during that big fire last year. And so people are really concerned about that. And that's where the Army National Guard really comes into play. They have Humvees and they are patrolling, and they are largely a security presence on the ground. The lieutenant commander here said he had a hard time even getting to his home, which is in the evacuation area, if that gives you any sense of how tight security is there.
Now, Ben, we've just got about 30 seconds to go here, but I do have to ask you about the fact that there are so many homes in this area. The Western Governors Association has been reported through the AP as saying local governments have authority where homes are placed. So in a couple seconds, if you can, is there yet again a renewed debate about zoning laws?
There certainly will be. You know, part of the problem is Colorado is an anti-tax state. The way that local governments can get tax revenue is by getting property taxes, and that means siting homes sometimes in that wildland-urban interface that can be dangerous.
Well, Ben Marcus is a reporter for Colorado Public Radio, reporting to us on the massive forest fires that are going on there. Ben, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Well, coming up, we'll speak with NPR host Steve Inskeep about the elections in Iran. He's in Tehran today. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.